Her life is a timeless testament to the power of one individual to change the world. And her legacy stands as a beacon of hope, reminding us of the possibilities that lie within our reach when we dare to fight for what's right. She was truly a woman who made a difference. This is the story of Harriet Tubman, a woman who was born into slavery, but rose to become one of the most influential conductors of the Underground Railroad. Her tireless efforts to lead slaves to freedom have made her a legendary figure in American history. Harriet Tubman was born in 1822 in Maryland, and her life was marked by hardship and triumph. As a conductor on the Underground Railroad, she led hundreds to freedom, earning her the nickname Moses. Her bravery extended to serving as a nurse and spy during the Civil War, and later, she became a vocal advocate for women's rights. Tubman's contributions to American society extend beyond her role as an abolitionist. Her life typifies the struggle for freedom and equality in a time of oppression and division. Her relentless pursuit of justice continues to inspire activists today, cementing her place as one of America's most revered heroes. Harriet Tubman was born into slavery in Dorchester County, Maryland, around 1822. Her parents, Harriet Ritt Green and Ben Ross, were enslaved African Americans, and Tubman was one of nine children. Her birth name was Araminta Ross, but she later adopted her mother's name. Tubman's childhood was filled with suffering and adversity. Physical abuse, malnourishment, and harsh working conditions were part of daily life. A life-altering incident occurred when she was just a young teenager. She was struck in the head with a weight by an overseer, resulting in a traumatic brain injury. This injury caused her lifelong health problems, including seizures and narcoleptic episodes. Despite her traumatic upbringing, Tubman showed early signs of resilience and leadership. She learned about the Bible from her devoutly Christian mother, developing a deep faith that would guide her throughout her life. Tubman's moral convictions, combined with a fierce sense of justice, helped her navigate the harsh realities of slavery. Even as a child, she demonstrated an extraordinary courage that would later become the hallmark of her life's work, leading others to freedom and fighting for equality. Her early years laid the groundwork for the remarkable path she would follow, forever altering the course of American history. Life as a slave was marked by extreme hardship and dehumanization. Harriet Tubman's early years were spent on a plantation where the living conditions were brutal. Long hours, insufficient food, and inadequate shelter were daily realities. Tubman and other slaves were subjected to physical punishments and emotional torment. They were viewed as property rather than human beings, a mentality that permeated the system of slavery and left indelible scars on those who endured it. Despite the unbearable circumstances, Tubman formed connections with fellow slaves. These relationships were a source of support and camaraderie, often providing the strength needed to endure. Conversely, her relationships with slave owners and overseers were fraught with tension and fear. She often resisted their authority, leading to conflicts and punishments. Her defiant spirit, however, never waned, and she became known for her unbreakable will and determination. The turning point in Tubman's life as a slave came in 1849 when she decided to escape. The death of her owner, along with the impending sale of family members, created a sense of urgency. Tubman's journey to freedom was fraught with danger. Utilizing a network of safe houses known as the Underground Railroad, she navigated her way to Philadelphia. Her escape was a harrowing ordeal, marked by close calls and relentless pursuit by slave catchers. The triumphant moment of Tubman's escape did not mark the end of her connection to slavery, but rather the beginning of her life's mission. Her first taste of freedom only deepened her resolve to liberate others. The empathy and understanding she developed during her life as a slave fueled her passion and commitment to the abolitionist cause. The Underground Railroad was a network of secret routes and safe houses established in the United States during the early to mid-19th century. It was used by enslaved African Americans to escape into free states and Canada. The system was neither underground nor a railroad, but rather a series of covert paths and shelters, often facilitated by abolitionists and sympathetic allies. Harriet Tubman became one of the most famous conductors on the Underground Railroad, leading approximately 70 slaves to freedom across 19 daring missions. Her intimate knowledge of the local terrain and her unyielding courage made her incredibly effective in this role. Tubman became known as Moses, leading her people to freedom, and her reputation grew with each successful mission. Tubman's methods were diverse and adaptable. She often traveled at night, using the North Star as guidance, and took advantage of the knowledge and assistance of fellow abolitionists. Her strategies included clever disguises and coded messages in songs to communicate with slaves and other conductors. Tubman's success was also attributed to her strict rules and her willingness to make difficult decisions, including using force if necessary to keep escapees from turning back and risking the group's capture. Tubman's journeys were filled with danger, slave catchers, treacherous terrain, and the ever-present threat of betrayal made each trip a perilous endeavor. Yet, her unwavering commitment and extraordinary skills allowed her to evade capture, even as the bounty on her head grew to $40,000. Despite the constant risks, she never lost a passenger. One of Tubman's most celebrated rescues was that of her own family, including her elderly parents, who she guided to safety in Canada. The complexity and personal significance of this mission exemplified her dedication and prowess. When the American Civil War broke out, Harriet Tubman had a vision that the way would soon lead to the abolition of slavery, and this led her to serve the Union Army in various capacities. She worked as a nurse, tending to wounded soldiers, using her knowledge of herbal remedies to aid in their recovery. In addition, Tubman served as a cook, preparing meals for the troops. However, her most significant role was that of a spy and scout. Tubman's intimate knowledge of the southern landscape and her connections within the slave community made her an invaluable asset to the Union forces. She helped map out the terrain and provided crucial intelligence that aided military campaigns. Her most notable achievement was the planning and execution of the Combahee River Raid in South Carolina. Under her guidance, Union troops were able to liberate over 700 slaves. Harriet Tubman's contributions to the Civil War were profound. Her work not only aided in the military success, but also symbolized a broader fight for freedom and equality. Tubman's courage and dedication during the Civil War exemplified her unwavering commitment to justice and human rights. Her unique role in the war effort showcased her versatile talents and relentless pursuit of liberation, further cementing her legacy as one of America's most iconic heroes. Her involvement in the Civil War serves as a stirring reminder that the struggle for freedom transcends boundaries and that the fight for justice requires courage, determination, and a willingness to serve in any capacity necessary. After the Civil War, Tubman continued to fight for equality by turning her attention to the women's suffrage movement. She became an active member, collaborating with leading suffragists like Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Tubman's speeches and presence at suffrage meetings were compelling, drawing from her own experiences of oppression and her lifelong fight for human rights. Tubman's later life was marked by continued collaboration with prominent abolitionists and activists of her time. Her home in Auburn, New York, became a hub for thinkers and reformers, fostering discussions on equality and justice. Tubman's wisdom, experience, and spirit of resistance made her a respected figure among her contemporaries. In her later years, Tubman's focus shifted to her family and community. She worked to provide for her aging parents and others in need, often facing financial struggles. In 1908, she helped establish the Harriet Tubman Home for the Aged, providing care for elderly African Americans. Her last years were marked by poor health, but her determination never wavered. Harriet Tubman's remarkable life came to a close on March 10, 1913, when she died of pneumonia in Auburn, New York. Surrounded by family and friends, Tubman's final words reflected her unwavering faith and belief in freedom, as she spoke of going to a place prepared for her by her creator. She was buried with partial military honors in Fort Hill Cemetery. Tubman's death was widely mourned, and her contributions to American society were celebrated by both the African-American community and the nation at large. Her courage, intelligence, and unyielding pursuit of justice were recognized, and her legacy began to take shape. Schools, churches, and community centers were named in her honor, reflecting her lasting influence. The legacy of Harriet Tubman continues to resonate today. Her life's work transcends time and place, embodying the universal struggle for freedom and equality. Her role as a conductor on the Underground Railroad, a Civil War spy, and an advocate for women's suffrage has solidified her place as an icon of resistance and empowerment. In the modern era, Tubman's story has inspired books, films, and artwork, ensuring that her legacy continues to educate and inspire new generations. The death of Harriet Tubman marked the end of an extraordinary life, but her legacy lives on, not merely in monuments and currency, but in the values she championed, her unbreakable spirit, boundless courage, and relentless pursuit of justice continue to echo in the hearts and minds of those who believe in the inherent dignity and worth of every human person. Harriet Tubman was truly a woman who made a difference.